the body center meditation to help you become aware of sensations in the body and becoming aware of the conditions in your body in any given moment, where you can pause and just notice, and you can tune into different feelings in our bodies, because oftentimes our bodies are carrying tensions and contractions we're not aware of. And the daily stresses are always leaving a residue in your body. And this residue in the body holds information that support your being able to move into the present moment and experience a greater sense of well-being. And what's really important in this meditation is to be with whatever you experience really kindly. Because this isn't about judging or getting to the right place. Rather, it's about turning towards what you're noticing with kindness for yourself. Because there are actually brain neurons that extend throughout your body, and your body has so much to tell you. So slowing down enough to really inhabit your body is crucial. And also, every emotion we have has a body correlate. So it's a real concrete way to become aware of your experience. And I will say this, regardless of which Enneagram center you live in, you all have bodies. And your bodies all have responses and reactions based on your own physiological and psychological makeup. So if you'd like to, throughout the recording, pause. For instance, if I invite you to place your attention on your neck and you feel nothing at all, then go ahead and pause the recording. I tend to go fairly slow because body time is slower than head time. So if you feel yourself wanting to rush through this and through the meditation, notice that. Because sometimes we're so conditioned to move quickly that you may even start feeling it now, where you're getting a little antsy. All right, so the body scan meditation helps you notice how antsiness houses itself in your body. So this isn't about getting to some ideal state. Rather, it's by becoming aware of the different sensations in your body. And I find it really helpful when working with clients to name the sensation. And so I've put in the body module a list of sensate words so that you can start naming and connecting your experience and noticing. So begin the meditation by positioning yourself as comfortably as you can in your chair or your mat. And first become aware of your breathing. And noticing where it seems to land in your body. For some, we may notice the chest starts to inflate. For some of us, the belly starts to inflate. And so it's noticing right now where your breath is landing. And also noticing the length of the inhale and the length of the exhale. And then now noticing the weight of your body. This is the gravity part of your meditation. Noticing that you're not floating away because gravity is here. It's tethering you, grounding you in your chair and on the floor. So notice too the difference between thinking about gravity and the actual felt experience of your weight. And when you first start doing this, it might be a challenge, and that's okay. Just notice that I keep popping up to my head. And then gently shift your attention and feel the weight of your body. And allow your body to almost get kind of heavy. start and notice your jaw. And the jaw is a place we carry a lot of tension. And again, this isn't about right or wrong. It's simply noticing the felt sensation in your jaw and welcoming it with kindness for yourself. And now moving to your neck. And notice the difference between the left side of your neck and the right side of your neck. And if you can't notice any sensation, just notice that. What does it feel like to place my attention on my neck? And notice nothing at all. And now noticing your forehead, the area around your eyes and behind your eyes. The base of your neck. And now your neck and your throat on the inside. Perhaps noticing sensation in your throat. And maybe even noticing simply the sensation of your shirt on your neck. And now bringing your attention to your shoulders. And you can begin by noticing your shirt on your shoulders, or if you're sleeveless, noticing air on your shoulders. And the shoulders is, they're a place where we also carry a lot of tension. We even have metaphors that she carries the weight of the world on her shoulders. Can you feel your muscles and your shoulder blades? And almost imagine as you inhale and you exhale, you're welcoming these sensations with kindness. Where with each inhale and exhale, you're fine-tuning your awareness of your shoulders. And now dropping your attention to your heart and the whole area in your chest surrounding your heart. And for some, you may notice the heartbeat. For some, you may notice a tightness or an opening. And you may notice nothing at all. And just being aware of that. And now letting your attention move down your arms. Noticing sensations you didn't notice a moment ago when your attention was elsewhere. Sometimes you can sense muscles and bones simply through attention. And the point here is not to effort, not to try to get to somewhere. But it's about fine-tuning awareness of sensation. Can you bring your awareness to your wrist? Do you notice if there's more awareness of subtle sensations in the left or the right wrist? Kind of toggling back and forth between the two. And you may notice nothing at all. And now moving your attention to your hands, your palms, your fingers. Feeling sensations in your fingertips. And now bringing your attention to your solar plexus, the area right underneath the heart. The solar plexus is almost sometimes like a gateway to between the heart and the belly. And sometimes it can be a kind of a place where we hold emotions, and there's almost a holding pattern there. And notice what happens when you inhale into your solar plexus. And when you exhale. And now dropping your awareness to your stomach. And let your attention rest here for a few breaths. And you may even notice as your attention is there that the belly starts to fill. And you may notice that on the inhale it begins to contract, or you can notice this difference between expansion and contraction. Expansion on the inhale and perhaps a contraction on the exhale. And now bring your attention to your hips. And you may notice when you place your attention on different parts of your body that it wants to move that part of your body. So listen to what your body wants, and if it wants to move the hips a little bit, allow it to move the hips. Sometimes movement supports awareness. And so remembering there's not a right way to feel the sensations in your body. Rather, it's simply being present to the sensations with a little bit of kindness for yourself. And now moving your awareness down your legs, your thighs, the front, the back, the sides. Becoming aware of sensations you didn't notice a moment ago when your attention was elsewhere. Now noticing your knees. You think of all of the work your knees do throughout a lifetime. And so being very gentle as you become aware of your knees. And if you feel nothing at all, simply notice that. Sometimes our first awareness is the external awareness of air or pants on the surface of our skin. And now dropping your awareness down through the bottom of your legs, your shins, your ankles. And maybe even sending breath down to the bottom of your legs. Down to your feet, the soles of your feet, your toes, the top of your foot. There are so many bones and muscles in your feet, and so often we don't notice until pain gets our attention. Or our feet carry our weight and they work so hard all day long. So as you become aware of your feet, can you bring some gentleness to them? Some kindness. Now allow yourself to become aware of your whole body at once, sitting or lying. And your body may want to take a big breath right now. From the tips of your toes through your legs, your torso, your neck, your arms, your head, your face, just allow yourself to feel your body is one organism, one sensation, one energy. And just allow yourself to rest in this awareness until you're ready to open your eyes, but only open them when you're ready. And when you're ready, allowing yourself to look around the room and orient yourself back into the room where your body is part of this room, part of this space. And look around and take in the shapes, noticing what it's like in your body when you take in colors and shapes and sound. With body awareness. And depending on your type, you may find yourself wanting to pop up and out and go about your day quickly. You may find yourself wanting to stay here. So just notice preferences. Remember, we've talked about attraction and avoidance. Just notice preferences. Coming back. And when you're ready, going about your day.